USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The new data is showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week. Jody Guest is a professor and vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University. She tells CBS News that the rise can be attributed to spreading variants of the virus, as well as pandemic fatigue.
I think at this point in time, we see the variants are a huge part of it, and not enough people are being vaccinated, although certainly those numbers are growing every single day, which is fantastic. But we also see people are really tired, and people have, don't want to wear their masks out in public anymore. They want to get back to what life felt like before COVID-19, and we really need to stay on top of all those prevention measures. They really matter when we don't have enough of our population vaccinated yet, and they are the way to keep the variants from circulating.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first super typhoon of the year has formed in the western Pacific Basin as Surigay. Wendy King reports.
Officials say Surigay had average sustained wind speeds of 115 miles per hour, and gusts have gone up to 161 miles per hour. According to officials, with this level of strengthening, Surigay became the first tropical system of the year to reach super typhoon status. Meteorologists say conditions will be favorable for further strengthening and that satellites showed a clear eye in the storm. Heavy rain is expected in the Philippines, along with possible flash flooding and threats for mudslides. Meteorologists say the storm could threaten or brush against the eastern Philippines sometime later this weekend or early next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began experiencing severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.